This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. University of Colorado Regents have unanimously voted to confirm Todd Salamon as the system's 24th president. A former state budget officer and lawmaker, he takes the permanent position after serving as interim since last year. He told Regents he was excited to get to work.
I look so forward to working with you, with the students, with the faculty and the staff, our shared governance leaders, to moving the university forward.
Salamon will earn a salary of $850,000, the same amount his predecessor made before stepping down from the office. His tenure starts immediately. Summer mudslides are still a top concern among Colorado's transportation officials. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on new improvements being made in Glenwood Canyon.
The state has spent more than $27 million so far cleaning up mud that flowed onto I-70 last summer. Crews have also built new makeshift sandbag structures designed to catch future slides. Andrew Knapp is an engineer with CDOT. He spoke at an event near Glenwood Springs this week.
Unfortunately, in the canyon, Mother Nature has the final say. We can do our best and mitigate, but if we do have another extreme event, it will likely overcome those mitigation features.
CDOT says the best way to stay safe this summer is to check for flood warnings ahead of your trip and follow detour routes if I-70 or other roads close. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Sports betting in Colorado was up nearly 15% in March over the previous month. Officials attribute the rise to both professional and college basketball, which held its annual NCAA tournaments last month. In total, bettors wagered more than $500 million on sports in March. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.